It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Unemployed Coloradans may soon be getting a $300 per week bump in their jobless benefits. CNBC reports the federal government has approved the additional funding for seven states. Workers who were getting $600 per week from the federal government lost out on that money when the CARES Act expired at the end of July. It's unclear when the extra benefits will start in Colorado and how long they will last. The Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon has now burned 29,000 acres. Officials say crucial watershed infrastructure in Glenwood Springs and on Interstate 70 may have been damaged by the fire. Lisa Steffler with the White River National Forest says normally they assess damages after the fires are contained.
In this case, we brought in a team immediately, right now, still in the early stages of the fire, to evaluate the impacts to I-70 and Glenwood Springs water system in Grizzly and No Name Creek.
Fire officials say trees killed by the mountain pine beetle have fueled the Williams Fork fire in Grand County. Information Officer Shelley Olson says those trees pose a danger to firefighters.
So this is a fuel type that is very dangerous to work in. We have, you know, dead trees that can fall on folks, on firefighters, called snag. So that is a hazard, and that really dictates how we fight this fire.
State officials estimate that Colorado has spent more than $10 million on fire suppression so far this year. The state spent about four times that amount in 2018, one of the worst years for wildfires on record. Colorado now has a statewide ban on open fires to try to prevent any new fires from igniting. It prohibits campfires and fireworks for the next 30 days. Pueblo is stalled over what to do with a statue of Christopher Columbus after a week of mediated discussions. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
On Saturday, the two groups involved representing indigenous people and Italian Americans notified Mayor Nick Gradisar that they couldn't reach an agreement. In a statement, Gradisar says he's disappointed, but added the effort was worth it because it gave people the chance to express both the, quote, pain and pride of Pueblo's past. The statement says the mayor's office and city will continue to look for a solution. I'm Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Pueblo and Metro Denver has highs in the mid-90s today. It'll be close to 90 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.